Anyone in the market for a home loan will tell you that interest rates are on the rise. The 10-year Treasury note is one of the main drivers of the mortgage market, and last week it moved above the 5% level. NPR's Jack Spear helps explain why rates have been heading higher.
The recent rise in long-term interest rates has caused some head-scratching on Wall Street, but David Weiss, chief economist for Standard & Poor's, says it's not all that surprising when you look at what's been going on in the rest of the world.
It's partially the economy is doing better, but the other thing is foreign interest rates are going up. Because even though the Fed isn't tightening, the European Central Bank is, the Bank of England is, the Bank of Japan is, the People's Bank of China, they're all moving interest rates up.
As a result, Weiss says U.S. interest rates have had to keep pace in order to continue to attract foreign investment. That inflow of investment from overseas is needed to offset the nation's negative savings rate. And as economies here and abroad show signs of stronger growth, there is concern inflation could heat up, causing the Fed to possibly move in and raise the short-term rates it controls. Until very recently, much of Wall Street was thinking the Fed's next move would be an interest rate cut. That doesn't seem very likely now, says David Weiss.
I think the bond market is doing the Fed's work for it. I'm not quite sure why the Fed needs to raise interest rates if bond yields are already up, half a percentage point from where they were a month ago. That's going to put enough of a drag on the economy that I don't think the Fed needs to shove its oar in as well.
Most economists still expect when the Fed meets later this month, it will opt to leave interest rates where they've been for more than a year now, especially given the ongoing weakness in the housing market. Greg McBride is senior financial analyst for Bankrate.com, which tracks consumer loan rates.
Mortgage rates have moved up about half a percentage point in the last 3.5 weeks. A $300,000 loan is now going to cost $100 more every month than it would have in mid-May. You've seen the number of applications drop off in each of the past couple of weeks as interest rates continue to move higher.
McBride says that increase in interest rates could delay recovery in the housing market. Wall Street gets more information on the inflation piece of the puzzle later this week when the government releases its wholesale and consumer inflation figures. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.